Good evening, News Source One Michiana. This is Sylvia, your News Source One Michiana director, as well as the incoming manager for Michiana 101. Michiana 101 is back on the swing. It's nice to take a little break with all the craziness of life. Well, today's Michiana 101, you will hear some ways to help the homeless population in the Rhinebeck area, the Christmas events, the kick off this holiday season. There is another thought that you're going to hear about recent youth violence, and it's a tough one. Sometimes we as adults don't think about the impact that we make on youth, of how what we say can really bring them down. So hopefully you find some positivity or maybe something that alarming that you will hear. There are times where we just need to listen to our youth and hold on to them and love them a little longer and treat them with more respect than what we do. We often know that through the difficulties that we face, we forget that we are loved by our Lord and Savior. So as you listen to this Michiana 101, yes, it's going to be difficult for part of the staff, but you'll also be able to find ways to help out your local community, whether it's through giving back, through ringing out the bell. Maybe it's helping a local homeless shelter. There are homeless shelters across the nation, wherever you're chiming in on, and every state, every city has that. You just gotta have the time, the courage to look. And so I hope you find some positivity on today, as this may be a little bit of a difficult Michiana 101, as we have been on break. But it's nice to be back in the swing of things, and we're kicking off this holiday season. Take care, and have a wonderful day. For today's little talk, we're going to look at something that's happening just recently, that's happening nationwide, and that is violence among our youth. Here is a PSA that Sandy Hook Promise put out, and these are things that students have said before a mass shooting has happened.
Day of school, last day of your lives.
Some shit's gonna go down, and I don't think you're gonna like it.
Here's the thing, I am going to kill all of you.
I wanna kill people.
Bang, bang! You're dead!
I set the date. You are gonna regret not talking to me. Oh, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But you will.
Please talk me out of this. The gun is in my hand.
Hey, fair warning. Stay home tomorrow if you wanna live.
Today's the day? Today is the day.
Today is the day.
The day my massacre begins.
Some of you guys are all right. Don't go to school tomorrow. I mean it.
Seriously, I'm gonna shoot up at elementary school right now.
After all the name calling,
I wanna go down as the best school shooter in history.
These are real threats made by school shooters. Everyone thought they were just joking.
I'm going to shoot up at elementary school.
I wanna kill people.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Some of you guys are alright. Don't go to school.
A community
tomorrow.
College.
I set the date.
Marysville Kipchak High School. Townsville Elementary School. Perry Hall High
School. Last day of your lives.
They weren't joking. Take threats of violence seriously. Learn how at sandyhookpromise.org. That was a video that was put on by sandyhookpromise.org following the mass shooting at Sandy Hook back in 2012. And this took a life, approximately 20 kids. Somebody went to school that day for no apparent reason. They thought it was fantastic to shoot up a school. Elementary kids, to be exact. And this is 11 years ago. It may not seem like 11 years ago, but ever since, April 20th, 1999, the first school shooting at Clubman High School. There has been uptaking in school shootings. I became aware of a recent one here at my local high school through a coworker. And it said that kids don't want to go to school because they're afraid what's going to happen to them. There has been an uptaking in violence in South Bend, Indiana, where young people, our lives are taken way too soon, with the latest being a 12-year-old victim who passed away and a 14-year-old who's, I guess, fighting for their life. There are warning signs out there, but we don't think about it. A kid who's probably isolated from everyone else. A quiet kid who sits by themselves. A kid who's being bullied constantly, but no one takes him or her seriously. There's a lot of youth out there who need somebody to love them and support them, but we don't see it. We sit there and say kids will be kids, but in reality, them kids are hurting. There are kids who wish they had a loving family. They wish they had someone that loved them, that supported them, that are there with them through life. I work for the school systems, and there are kids who probably need somebody to be a loving friend to them. They're getting told they're bad kids. But I always say, there's no such thing as a bad kid. They're just making poor choices. Our choice of words we have on these kids impact them. The trauma they endure through life impacts them. Trauma that children and youth endure may be abuse, sexual, physical, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, mental issues. They're getting criticized for their beliefs. LGBTQIA, transgender, not having the greatest clothes, not smelling the prettiest, not living in the richest neighborhoods. These are really good kids, but maybe they need someone to love them, support them. Maybe we need to take a step back and think about the youth of tomorrow. It's been a while since I came on here and said something. There's a lot happening. So it took a break back, but there has been something uptaking in young people losing their lives to senseless violence. Or young people younger than 21 who are taking a lot of innocent people for no reason because maybe they're bored in their life. The PSA that you heard from SandyHookPromise.org were people, students, who were saying what they wanted to do to schools and they went through. But people were laughing at them, but they were telling the truth. When is enough going to be enough? When are we going to stop blaming society for our craziness? Society does have a lot to do with it sometimes. This generation has so much social media. They have Facebook, they have TikTok, they have Snapchat, What's Up app, just to name a few. They have access to cyberbullying. They have the PS4s, they have electronic devices, they have cell phones. They have all this technology now where they can just be so hurtful and you can't trace it back. Sometimes you can. There are kids who are afraid to go to school now because of this violence. There are pleas from moms and grandparents and guardians crying for there to be help, but no one's listening. You can only do so much. The mayors get blamed for the violence. The mayor is only one person. Hundreds of people in the county and the city know what's happening, but they're not speaking up. They refuse to speak up because they don't want to be labeled a snitch. There are children who are being bullied every day, but they're not speaking up because they're afraid what's going to happen. There are times where often adults overlook the warning signs that a kid may say. I have heard kids say, I hate my life. Why do you hate my life? I have had a kid cry, and he told me he was crying because he knew he was going to get whooped when he got home. Why was he getting whooped when he got home? Probably because he was acting up, but he didn't want to go home. He cried a whole lunch period because he did not want to go home. There are kids who have parents incarcerated in jail at a young age who don't know. They're raised up in society where they don't know their dad, they don't know their mom. We have kids who are living in a drug addict, alcoholism household, and nothing's being done about it. We have parents who do countless acts to keep their children, but we know not all parents deserve their kids. That's a sad reality to say, but not all parents deserve their kids. We have grandparents who are raising their kids, sometimes no fault of their own. There are people who are needing that love and support. There are agencies out there that would help with this. There are people who are looking for attention that we need to step up and help them out. If you are a child or a young person who is in need of help, call 988 before it's too late. That's a suicide prevention hotline. Sometimes these people who are shooting the schools want to take their own life and they find an outlet, and then they end up dying in the meantime because they take their life afterwards. And so then they do a history search. Oh, this child has a mental issue. Maybe, but not all children have mental issues. Something's happening in these kids' lives. A kid's not going to decide one day, I'm just going to go take a life of innocent people. Some of these innocent people are real young. Elementary school age, college. There's a list of girls and girls. There is a person that puts every time there's a mass shooting, which is 5 or more casualties. They put that to that list. And that list grows every year. And that's in mind, there's over 130-something kids, students, schools, where 1,000 kids go. It should not come down to we have to talk about how to support our youth. Why is it that we cannot take a step out our front door and think about, is it the last time we're going to see our child or your guardian? It may not be your child, but working in school systems, this is something that I see daily. There are children who are hurting. They're crying for our attention. Why are they crying for? Sometimes kids want to cry. Let them cry. They're not crying for no reason. There are kids that will cry for no reason, but sometimes they're hurting. They want somebody to love them. And we as adults can make impact on the life of children. I make impact daily, not realizing it. There's kids I will see, I don't remember. 4 years down the line, they're like, do you remember me? And they're glad it's a part of life. They won't talk to other people, but they'll talk to me. Why is it that children will not talk to certain adults? There's something we need to do as adults. We can do better. You can head over to sandyhookproblem.org and find all the information, all the facts that they have, the warning signs that they put out. They have so much information, just so much information about this. And there's a lot that happens. You know, we have countless people that are just not with it. You can get involved in sandyhookpromise.org by taking pledges that you'll pledge to do good. It's said that now the people in the markets and social media is making it convenient for kids to get access to these products. They're making them look appealing to them. It is not just guns. There is vaping going on that they're making it look like highlighters. There's cell phones. There are, believe it or not, there's a cell phone that looks like a gun. It could be a gun, but it's a cell phone. But it's really a gun. These children will take the cell phone. I got a cell phone, but they don't have a cell phone. They're walking in the school with a weapon in the book bags. It may not be a gun. It could be a knife. We're not catching it. There are a lot of stuff happening. There are gun laws that could be passed, but now anyone access to these guns. They're not doing background checks. They're not. The parents are not locking them up so the kids are not holding these guns. The parents get blamed for it. The parents are the ones who get blamed for not having their gun in a safe spot. And there are kids who are young as 4 years old who are taking lives of siblings because their guns are not locked up. And the parents are getting blamed for it. There's accidental shootings that are happening. Because in the home, because the guns are not locked up. There is according to sandyhookpromise.org, 538 lives were saved. They have received 185 million tips were received, non-tips were received. 21 million individuals have participated in the Know the Signs programs. There's a lot on this website. Give me an opportunity to head over to sandyhookpromise.org and see what they have. All the information that they had, how you can get involved, how you can take action, some of the programs that they offer, how to get info, warning signs. There are some warning signs. Here are 10 critical warning signs of violence. Suddenly withdraw from friends, families, and activities, including online and social media. Bullying, especially if it's targeted toward differences of race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. 3, excessive irritability, lack of patience, or becoming angry quickly, experiencing chronic loneliness or social isolation. Number 5, express the persistent thoughts of harming themselves or someone else, making direct threats towards a place or another person or themselves. Number 7, bragging about access to guns or weapons, recruiting accomplices or audiences for an attack, directly expressing a threat as a plan, and cruelty to animals. These are just a few of the basics that Sandy Hook has said has happened. They even got a PSA, a video where you can see the boy hurting and what he is saying. And they're trying to stop this from happening. There are warning signs everywhere. What is it going to take for us as adults to put a stop to this endless violence upon our youth, upon each other? When you have a moment being able to check out sandyhookpromise.org and see what they're trying to promote, what they're trying to do. They're trying to save lives. If you are somebody, a youth person or adult who is in trouble and you don't want to return to, call 988. Suicide Prevention Hotline, get the help that you need. Get in touch with your local mental hospital if you need to go to one. Find a friend you can trust. Sometimes we need to be an advocate for ourselves and others. While this may be a difficult PSA to hear, difficult topic, it is something that needs to be talked about nationwide. There's so much going on within our children's lives that it is crazy, the amount of craziness that's happening. I hope you can find something you learned in this podcast about you, yourself, the youth, and how you can make an impact. The youth are the key to tomorrow. Remember, you are brave, you are strong, you can conquer the world, and you are a child of God. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stalking. November. Has the Christmas music started playing at your house?
The Queen of Christmas has not been in rotation yet, but she will be.
My house either.
All right. I'm waiting for Mariah, that's for sure. I'm looking forward to it. The sound of jingle bells is often associated with big sleighs in the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. WSBT 22's Lynette Grant live for us outside the Salvation Army in Elkhart tonight. Lynette, the 2023 Christmas campaign across the county started today.
Yeah, they have a goal to raise $750,000 across Elkhart County. Now, many of us, we don't carry cash or spare change in our pockets anymore, but the Salvation Army has actually developed a new plan to help overcome that hurdle this year. For the Salvation Army, this sound of bell ringing means it's the most wonderful time of the year for them, but also the busiest.
Our goal as a county is raise $750,000 through different avenues, through our red kettles that people will see at the store, through online giving, through donor support, through other avenues. That's our goal.
It's a goal that's going to take some time and effort to achieve. People don't carry much spare change or cash on them, making it difficult to donate to organizations like the Red Kettle Campaign. But the Salvation Army is evolving with the times and have developed a way to donate without physical coins or bills using a tip-tap machine.
They can just come up to the machine, get it close, and it will give them the option of either a $5, $10, or a $20 donation that they can make.
This kind of technology has been around for a while, but the Salvation Army has only recently started using it. Elkhart County made the investment for this season.
In other locations across the United States where they've already been utilizing these machines, they have seen that increase in giving.
Elkhart will have five of these machines, two of them at each Walmart store and the other at Hobby Lobby near Concord Mall. There will be other machines in highly trafficked areas in Goshen. Joshua Hubbard tells me he is hoping that this new technology increases donations for the community who need it most.
We see people need access to food, but they also need help paying their rent and paying their utilities.
The Salvation Army is still looking for volunteer bell ringers, so you too can get the satisfaction of ringing that iconic bell. Shifts start at a minimum of 2 hours, and you can register or you can sign up to volunteer at registertoring.com. Reporting live in Elkhart, I'm Lynette Grant, WSBT 22 News.
Looking for another way to give back this holiday season? Here's something just for you. You can head over to registertoring.com where you'll be able to sign up for a 2-hour shift to ring bells wherever you're located at. And this is happening nationwide. It's about the time where people will be out ringing the bells at the Red Kettles. You can drop in your spare change or your green bills, but they're also doing something called this year tap, which you are able to use a debit card or a credit card to be able to tap and provide funds that way. Every Salvation Army, no matter what city or state you in, each has their own individual goal to raise money to give back to the community, and this is helps families throughout the year. You'll be able to support local families who are needing a bit of assistance this holiday season too. There is a lot of opportunities for you and your family to volunteer this holiday season. For only 2 hours a shift, you are able to give back tremendously to a family that is needing support this holiday season throughout the year. Be sure if you happen to see the iconic red kettle, you thank the individual who is standing there. They are ringing from now until December 24th. Depending on where you're located at, and they are looking for volunteers nationwide. Just head over to registertoring.com if you or your family would be interested in supporting local Salvation Army by ringing that iconic bell to help support the local community. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Trim the
Looking for ways to give back to the community this holiday season? Here's something just for you. You can help out the Toys for Tots Toy Drive, which is happening on November 25th at the Elkhart Moose Lodge, located at 1500 County Road 6 here in Elkhart, Indiana. They will have a fish fry that will kick off from 4 to 7 p.m. with some live music following from 7 to 9 p.m. They are asking everyone to bring a $12 donation or an unwrapped toy. This is a great way for you to support the Toys for Tots and as well as making a family have a joyous Christmas. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Tips that the Faith Mission Elkhart County had put out. This Faith Mission is a homeless shelter here in Elkhart where they serve the homeless in the community. They serve their residents breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They serve the community lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I am able to help serve them about 6 times a year, and it is nice to be able to serve the homeless population and community of Elkhart. Not everyone who comes in through the community part of Lund is homeless. Maybe they're looking for a warm meal. But here is some tips they have in case you encounter someone who is homeless and ways to help them. Number one, don't give cash. In most cases, it is best not to give money, especially when a person is within walking distance of churches and service providers. If you do give, it's better to give supplies that they can't easily convert to cash. Number two, talk to the person with respect. Taking time to talk to a homeless person in a friendly, respectful manner can give them a sense of civility and dignity. Besides being neighborly, it allows the person to fight the isolation and depression that he or she may be facing. Number three, share God's love whenever you can. If Jesus were walking the earth today, he would certainly spend time with the homeless. He would speak with them, heal them, and help them. Today, Jesus works through those who believe and follow him. Number four, pray for the person. Exposure to the elements such as dirt, occasional violence, and lack of purpose all drain years from a person's life. God can use your prayers in your brutality and fluidity of life of the street to bring many of the broken to himself. Take precautions for your own safety. Always be prudent. Stay in areas where other people can see you and don't take unnecessary risks. And finally, volunteer and donate necessities. Volunteer at local service providers that work with the homeless. They are always in need of helping hands as well as much money supplies to serve those in need. Here in Elkhart specifically, we have the Faith Mission Homeless Shelter. We have Guided Ministries, which also provides stuff for the homeless. We have Suzanne's Kitchen, which also provides shelter and warmth to the homeless. In Goshen, they have the Window. I know in South Bend, they have a center for the homeless. They have a lot of agencies out there that could help with people who are homeless. Sometimes this is a choice that they make. They may have the income coming in, but they don't have enough. To survive in this economy these days, you need a lot. The housing market, unfortunately, there's not enough low-income housing in this county, nationwide, for people to have a safe place to live. There are emergency shelters that will take certain types of individuals, but they may not take certain types. There are rules and criteria to be able to stay at the Faith Mission. There are rules and criteria to get the help that you need at certain places. There is a lot of help out there, but people are afraid to ask. You can almost tell who a homeless person is by the way they dress, maybe. When you're on the streets, you see someone homeless who is sitting with all their stuff out, but these could be some of the nicest people that you meet. Wherever you're listening in on, I'm pretty sure you can find a homeless shelter or ways to get connected and help out somebody on the streets. There's all sorts of places out there that help with this. There are places that help with drug abuse and substance abuse, alcohol abuse, which leads to homelessness sometimes. Sometimes these people choose to live this life. Not all of them are accepting to hear God's love of what Jesus has done in their lives. But if you can tell them about God's love, but if they refuse and walk away, don't push it on them. They have dignity too. Pray. You can pray for every homeless person out there. You don't have, you can simply greeting to them as, how are you? Have a good day. They may say thank you back or how are you. More times they respond. They also have territories. I know here in Elkhart, they have a territory. And right now their territory is behind McDonald's. That's their territory. When you have to walk back there, saying hi to them, a simple how, have a great day, they respond back. Some of them say nothing at all, but they're shocked because someone took the time to do that. They have the territories. There are cities and states that don't know how to respond to the homeless population. I know here in Elkhart, Faith Mission, they behind their Faith Mission building, they have tiny homes, which you can stay in them houses if you're homeless, but you have to be faced with certain criteria and go through programs. And so they're providing ways for these homeless to get the help that they need. It's not just Faith Mission. There's all sorts of homeless places in your city, in your state, that you can get connected to. Be sure to pray for somebody who's homeless. But remember, not everybody who comes to a homeless shelter community center is really homeless. Maybe they don't make enough money to provide for the family, so they go somewhere to get the warmth and the food that they need to survive. Can we find ways to help out a family, a less fortunate this holiday season, and not just the homeless population? Hope this PSA that the Faith Mission Elkhart put out is a way for you to see how you can make a difference in life of somebody who is homeless. Take care. Here is another opportunity for you to enjoy the Christmas lights this holiday season. You can head over to Wellfield Botanic Gardens in Elkhart, Indiana, starting on November 24th for about 18 nights, where you can walk through and enjoy the winter wonderland holiday. Be sure to head over to Wilfrid Botanic Gardens and check out everything they have to offer. This is a great way for you to enjoy the outdoors as well as see the beautiful Christmas lights this holiday season. Take care.
Bye. better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. I'm better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. We can do this together. I bet you feel better when you're dancing. Yeah, yeah. When you finally let go, you say that solo. Cause you listen to the music. Say, oh.
wrap up Michiana 101. Hope you find something you can take back from this Michiana 101 as you relate to you. Maybe you find ways to give back to your community in different ways. But remember, you are loved. You are a child of God. And He is waiting for you to enter His paradise someday. If you are somebody that is not ready to enter His paradise, then not to write Him into your heart, that's okay too. Jesus is there waiting for you 365 all the time. He never leaves our side. Remember to pray for the one in or around your local area. This is my favorite time of the year, the season of giving, where most people give the most. Thanksgiving, Christmas. I love the season of giving. Hope you find ways to give back to your community, whether it's through local toy drives, supporting a toy for tot, helping out the homeless, becoming an iconic bell ringer, if that's something you're interested in, or just being yourself and making someone else's day. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.